The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decisions.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
Welcome to Your Life, Your Wealth. I'm Ed Palladino in for Steve Cordasco today, meeting members of the Cordasco Financial Network team. And this time it's Dennis Jablonski, who's a financial planner and retirement specialist here at CFN. Good to see you, Dennis.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Let's talk a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So I am financial planner / retirement plan specialist, and on the financial planning side, relationship manager with existing clients. And on the retirement plan side of the business, I am the liaison between our team and the retirement plan participants and company owners for their 401k and 403b plans.
So what exactly does that mean, if you can break that down a little bit about what your involvement is there?
Sure. On the personal side with the relationship manager, I find it rewarding dealing with our clients, with the clientele that I work with. The term fiduciary is very special to me, and it really comes out to be a partnership with our clients. And it's rewarding, coming from my past experience in the business, to be on the RIA side and working with Steve and our team. The whole process with our clients is really getting to understand them completely, and the relationship is all about fully understanding our clients' needs and wishes to get them to live the best life that they can. So it's very rewarding to me to deal with our existing clients, because they have this embedded trust in both Steve and our team that we're doing, all decisions are being made on their behalf, thinking of them first and foremost on every decision we make.
And those decisions involve information that go beyond the dollars and cents of it all, right? The holistic approach that you mentioned is maybe growing in how common it is, but it's not real common from what I understand in the industry, and things are a little bit different here. Let's talk a little bit about that, the holistic approach entails.
So the uniqueness of our process is the fact that in getting to understand our clients on a much deeper level, a lot of the clients' meetings really don't revolve around performance and numbers and benchmarks. It's more about the value that we bring and the added value that we bring to the relationship with dealing with all aspects of their life. It's interesting because Steve often speaks about putting yourself into the seat and the shoes of the client. And when you take that perspective, it becomes a very interesting process with dealing with our clients. And once again, using Steve's terminology, we tend to spend a lot of our time with those things that are out of our control, and we concentrate more of those things that are in our control. Things that are not in our control are market fluctuations and inflation and interest rates. So we tend, of course, we always discuss those, but we tend to deal more with the things that are in our control. A lot of deep wealth planning, making sure that wills and trusts are updated, and making sure the beneficiaries, and making sure that we're talking about insurance and all those things that are very, very important to the wealth planning. But it's things that we can proactively work on and concentrate on, versus spending a lot of the time dealing with things that we cannot really have any control over.
What's the reaction of people in the conversations that go deeper? Is that something that people easily take to?
Very much so. And the term that's used here that I hear all the time is trust. So there's embedded trust, understanding that those clients that have been with Steve and our team for years, the trust is already implied and it's already embedded And having those conversations with the clients about all the value that we bring is second nature at this point, because the clients understand that we are so much more than just performance numbers and benchmarking someone's portfolio versus a benchmark portfolio trying to outperform that. Once again, very important. Investments are always are what we do every day of the week, but it's having that deeper understanding of the relationship that really tries to bring a lot of that we bring a lot of value to our clients.
People need to come and speak to a financial planner when big decisions need to be made. The holistic approach seems to put you and people who do what you do into a variety of decisions, both big and small. Talk about some of the positives associated with that.
Sure. Well, the term network also is very important, because we have both internal and external resources that we depend upon. So when clients come to us with different life issues that they need to be addressed, we offer the value that we bring in our relationship, but it's also having the capability to tap into our network of those professionals that we work with every day. Once again, getting back to the fiduciary term, understanding that we're making that decision on the clients and their wants and wishes, but being able to externally tap into our relationships that bring a lot of value. So if we don't have the resources or the solution internally, we have the ability to tap into our external resources and relationships to be able to rely on their expertise to help address clients' issues.
Can give you a deeper understanding
in
terms of preparing and presenting the information to the client. Some of the areas of expertise that you and others might reach to in the process here are what?
The team has an immense talent pool with experience and what we can do internally, everything from forensic CPAs to philanthropy. And we all have our different areas of expertise. Mine, as well as being the financial planner and dealing with client relationship, is also on the retirement plan side. So we also offer solutions for those individuals and business owners and participants with their retirement plans, whether it's benchmarking an existing plan versus some of the peers that are out there in the industry, or dealing with participants. I have a lot of conviction, and I believe that the participants that are in these plans really do need attention. So when a participant calls me up at our team headquarters here in Philadelphia, I give them the time and attention they need, because I'm not looking at it as a whole. I'm looking at it individually, because I take the same approach in the retirement plan space as I do with our clientele. There's no two participants or no two clients that are alike, and you have to take the time and attention to understand their wants and their desires to really kind of forge that relationship with them, so that trust does become relevant.
And what you deal with are individuals? Are you dealing with people who are part of a group?
Sure. So on the institutional side, I'll deal with executive management teams, and I'll deal with CEOs and deal with those investment committees that are making the bigger decisions with regards to the plan itself. And then when I go out as needed on my participation and employee engagement seminars that I do for the participants and the employees of the plan, I will sit there and talk from a macro vision of what's going on with the economy and with the investment world. But then what I'll do is I forge the relationship with them individually. So I usually stick around after our annual meetings or quarterly meetings, whatever the case may be. But then what I do is I let them know that I'm here for them on a one-on-one basis. So it goes from, you know, companies with hundreds of employees down to smaller companies that have a smaller employee base. But the important part is spending the time and having the resources available to them for them to get a better understanding of what it is that they have the opportunity to participate in, and then any additional questions to be able to deal with us directly.
That's an interesting point, too. When you're dealing on a larger level, on an institutional level, I suppose, when there are many people participating, there's a lot of questions, I think, that remain unanswered very often.
Sure.
Because there are people who either don't know the right questions to ask or don't believe they have the right person to ask those questions. So what you're saying is you're connecting with a broader picture, the people who are overseeing the process, but you're also getting down and dealing on a one-on-one basis with the participants.
That's correct. So the value that we bring, hopefully, in our relationships is everything from the executive team down to the employee that just became eligible.
Right? How much of what you do deals on the institutional side?
Well, I spend a good part of my day, depending upon what the need is. So once somebody comes to our team and says, Dennis, I need an analytical review done on the plan itself or the investments inside of the plan or our participation levels, I'll do a lot of the legwork that's necessary to provide the reports at that level. And then with the existing relationships that we have, when I do my meetings, it's funny to your point, Ed, that you know, when you're in a group setting, and I ask for, you know, we open up the Q&A, everybody kind of looks around and nobody wants to raise their hand because mm-hmm. they feel as though the questions that they have may not be relevant to the conversation, or nobody wants to appear as though they don't know what they're talking about. Yet when you stick around and you're able to stay for a couple of hours later and have those individual one-on-ones, that's the real time that people really get into the weeds of what their desires are and what their real questions are.
And that's an incredible service, because I having been in that position where you don't want to be the person to raise your hand who might ask a question to make you look ill-informed, it's good. You're spending time beyond beyond what you do on an institutional level. So what's an average day consist of for you here at CFN?
Well, it's exciting for me to get up every morning and come to work, because there are no 2 days that are alike.
What are the issues that are front burner, hot button issues for the things you deal with day to day right now?
Well, the hot topic that a majority of my conversations are with those that are contemplating retirement, and those of that demographic that are between the ages of, say, 55 and 70 are, I mean, the burning question remains, am I going to be okay? Have I saved enough? Am I going to run out of money? Am I going to become a burden to someone that may be eventually responsible for me? And the tools and the mechanisms and the what we have at our convenience here are the fact that we can not only talk about these issues, but we can show them and we can illustrate to them that you know, we either need to save a little bit more, we have to change our lifestyle, we have to change our expectations. But it's great, because when you can physically show somebody and illustrate answers to those questions, it becomes a very real conversation. It becomes very strong. So to sit there and tell somebody what they want to hear versus what they need to hear is a very challenging fine line to draw, right? So somebody wants to come in and says, you know, they want to sit on a beach with a drink in their hand and everything's going to be fine. You can tell somebody that if that's what they want to hear, but we try to be realist, and we want to make sure that we understand that the client's expectations of the lifestyle that they expect to live, you know, pre-retirement, at retirement, and post-retirement are real.
About you personally, where did you begin in the business?
So I have a pretty unique background. I actually started my career path on the floor of the Philadelphia Stock Exchange. I started working in the mailroom and then eventually got promoted to the trading floor itself. And when I walked onto the trading floor, it was like an epiphany, one of those moments in your life that you felt as though this is where I belong and this is the environment. So I spent a good part of my 20s and 30s on the floor of the exchanges, and then unfortunately technology took over the human element of that job, and then had to transform my career into a trading desk. So I went from a trading floor to a trading desk, and then after technology followed me up to the trading desk, I had to then reevaluate my career, and at the time I had a large family, but I transitioned to a back office role, where I was an associate branch manager and an operations manager. So I did all the necessary administrative and operational and compliance tasks for a wirehouse. And then eventually the opportunity became available to work with Steve, who I've known for years. And once that opportunity became available, I jumped at the chance to work with Steve and his team.
You've had interesting experiences. It sounds like are building blocks really to where you are today, and
That's
gives
correct.
You a bit of a unique perspective. Dennis Jablonski, financial planner, retirement plan specialist. Good to see you, Dennis.
Thanks for joining us on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network. All of our shows can be listened to on demand at your convenience. If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordasco Financial Network
at cfnplan.com or call our office at 215-558-3500. We hope you'll join us again next time on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network.